Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive 4 P's. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights, where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering Marketer's Guide to Place Strategies. In the realm of marketing, the place is not merely a physical location. It embodies the essence of a brand's identity and the promise it extends to its customers. Positioned as one of the fundamental elements in the 4P's framework, the place is the heart of the company's marketing strategy, embodying accessibility, distribution channels, convenience, and the solution it provides to consumer needs. From innovative gadgets to life-changing services, each place is a meticulously crafted embodiment of a brand's value proposition. Join us on a journey as we unravel the significance of the place in the 4 P's of marketing, exploring how it serves as the focal point for consumer engagement, brand differentiation, and the ultimate expression of a company's commitment to meeting the evolving demands of its audience. So let's jump in with the definition of place. The term place constitutes a pivotal component within the comprehensive construct of the marketing mix, acknowledges the 4P's framework. This elemental facet intricately addresses the strategic orchestration of distribution channels and logistical intricacies, engrossed in the facilitation of optimal product or service accessibility to the designated target market. It involves meticulous deliberations pertaining to the selection of distribution channels, the intricacies of supply chain management, and the formulation of a retail strategy congruent with the intended market segment. The academic discourse surrounding place extends to considerations of market coverage, delineation of optimal retail outlets, and the cultivation of symbiotic relationships with intermediaries. This multifaceted concept encapsulates the intricate interplay of logistical, strategic, and tactical decisions aimed at ensuring the seamless availability and accessibility of products or services, thereby contributing substantively to the implementation of marketing strategies and the attainment of organizational objectives. In other words, place in marketing is all about how and where you can get a product or service. It involves deciding where to sell it, how to get it to customers, and making sure it's available when and where people want it. This includes things like choosing the right stores, figuring out the best ways to deliver the product, and making sure that there's enough of it in the right places. Basically, it's the part of marketing that deals with getting the product into the hands of the people who want to buy it. Okay, so for a real-world example of the place element working effectively is the global coffee house chain Starbucks. Starbucks has successfully implemented a robust place strategy to position its stores strategically and make its products easily accessible to a wide range of customers. Starbucks outlets are strategically located in high-traffic areas such as urban centers, shopping malls, busy streets, and near transportation hubs. The company's presence extends globally, with stores in various countries and diverse locations. Whether it's in bustling city centers, in suburban neighborhoods, or even in airports and university campuses, Starbucks aims to be where its customers live, work, and travel. The accessibility of Starbucks stores is complemented by its focus on creating a welcoming and comfortable atmosphere within each location. This strategy encourages customers to not only grab a cup of coffee on the go, but also to stay and enjoy the ambiance, making Starbucks a popular destination for both quick coffee fixes and more leisurely visits. By carefully selecting locations and designing spaces that align with its brand image, Starbucks has effectively utilized the place element to enhance its market presence, cater to diverse consumer preferences, and create a global coffee culture. Okay, so let's apply this to marketing with Marketer's Guide to Place Strategies. But before we do that, let's go a little deeper into the definition of place. Place, in the field, is often referred to as distribution strategy. Place involves the strategic decisions made by businesses to ensure their products or services are available and accessible to the target audience. This multifaceted concept encompasses considerations such as choosing the right distribution channels, deciding on retail locations, managing logistics, and determining the overall reach of the product in terms of market coverage. From online platforms to physical stores, and from local markets to international expansion, the place element plays a pivotal role in shaping the journey of a product from production to the hands of the consumers. A well-crafted place strategy ensures that products are positioned where and when consumers need them, contributing significantly to a company's overall marketing success. Here are a few of the aspects of place to keep in mind. 1. Distribution channels. Determining the most effective and efficient channels through which the product or service will reach the end consumer. This involves decisions related to direct or indirect distribution, online or offline channels, wholesalers, retailers, and logistics. 2. Logistics and supply chain management. Managing the physical flow of goods or services from production to consumption. This includes transportation, warehousing, inventory management, and order fulfillment. 3. Retail strategy. Choosing the appropriate retail outlets or points of sale that align with the target market. This involves decisions regarding the type of retailers, their location, and the overall retailing strategy. 4. Market coverage. Deciding on the extent of market coverage, whether the product will be available in all relevant markets, specific regions, or selective locations. This also includes considerations for international distribution. 5. Availability and accessibility. Ensuring that the product or service is readily available to consumers when and where they need it. This involves managing inventory levels, avoiding stockouts, and optimizing the placement of products. 6. Channel relationships. Developing and maintaining effective relationships with intermediaries such as distributors, retailers, and wholesalers to facilitate smooth distribution. Wrapping it up. Understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. As we wrap up this episode delving into the intricacies of the place element in marketing, it becomes evident that the strategic decisions surrounding distribution and accessibility are paramount to a brand success. For the careful selection of retail locations to the seamless management of logistics, place serves as the linchpin in connecting products or services with the right audience. Our exploration has unveiled the significance of aligning distribution strategies with consumer behaviors and preferences, underscoring the pivotal role place plays in the overall marketing mix. As businesses navigate an ever-evolving landscape, the ability to adapt and optimize their place strategies will continue to be a key driver for success, fostering not only accessibility, but also meaningful connections between brands and consumers. Join us in our next episode as we unravel more insights into the dynamic world of marketing. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.